All right, welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 123. I'm Jeff, joined as always by Chris.
Hey.
And this week we are here to talk about the new Pirates film, as well as just our thoughts on the coming summer movies. But I guess we'll start it off with one of the early summer movies here. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Yeah.
My first Pirates movie since the first one, essentially. And Chris, you just rewatched them all last week.
I did. I think we talked briefly about a couple of them last week, but yeah, I watched the other two after the show last week and then went to see the new one.
So the new movie, it's my basic understanding of the plot is there's some new guy. I don't even remember his name.
Salazar.
And he has to go find the Trident of Poseidon so he could lift a curse off of his dad.
Okay. So Salazar is the bad guy.
Okay, my bad.
So Henry Turner.
Okay.
He needs to find the Trident. Go on.
And yeah, that's basically it. I don't really get a whole lot of the plot. I think the plot is pretty bad. But I also, maybe I needed prior knowledge. Maybe that's a problem.
Henry Turner ties into the first three Pirates movies. Henry is the son of Will Turner, played by Orlando Bloom, and Keira Knightley, who plays Elizabeth Swann in the movies. At the end of At World's End, those two middle movies, Dead Man's Chest and At World's End, all revolve around Davy Jones and his heart and why he's locked to the Flying Dutchman. And so in this one, Henry wants to lift the curse that has locked his dad on the Dutchman as its captain. And so he needs the thing that can break it is evidently this Trident.
Which I got all that. So I don't feel like I needed to see the previous movies to understand that. I just felt like everyone needed this Trident and that wasn't explained, or if it was not explained well. Like, I didn't understand why Barbossa, is that his name?
Yes.
Why he, what does he care about it? I don't understand.
Okay. It gets a little weird and confusing. Barbossa wants the Trident because Salazar is destroying, it's basically wreaking havoc on the seas trying to get Johnny Depp's Jack Sparrow. So Jack is attempting to get this thing. If you have the Trident, basically you can lift any curse and basically you'd rule the sea.
Oh, I guess lifting the curse would also get rid of the bad guy in this as well, right? Salazar. All right. Yes. I felt like that was one of the weaker parts of the movie. It was the plot.
It's dumb. Yeah. It's really dumb.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty dumb, but I have to admit, I had an okay time with the movie. It's pretty fun. I actually liked Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow. I forgot how good he was in the role. And I could imagine, though, maybe coming from your side, people being kind of sick of it at this point.
They do a good job of limiting him here. He's not kind of thrust in. He's still a major part of it, but he is in it less than probably any of the other films. And he's kind of just there to tie everything along. He's basically the plot device that, he's always the guy that gets into trouble with somebody and is causing havoc on the seas. He's kind of a bumbling fool.
But do you still find his shtick entaining after all these movies? Or
okay. Yeah, it's fine. I was talking about this with somebody else, and I think maybe it might be time to kind of retire him for a bit, but I also don't know if this series has any any weight without that, because like he was kind of the catalyst for the first three movies, and he's what made them do so well. And I don't know, I wouldn't mind if he didn't come back, but yeah, I thought he was fine in this. Like, he's enjoyable. He has some good lines.
I wouldn't mind if the series didn't come back, honestly. I mean, I had an okay time at this one. I do think that there's two things about it I really liked. I think that there are a lot of just fun, inventive scenes. Like, the very opening of the movie is this, like, bank heist that kind of reminds you of Fast and the Furious or Fast Five. Yeah. But instead of them driving a vault through the streets, they're like driving a entire bank with a vault inside it through the streets.
Right. Like using horseback.
It's fun. Like, and then there's like another scene where Johnny Depp is in a guillotine, and just the way they like make an action scene around that is, it's like inventive. And, you know, I haven't seen anything like that. And it was funny, and it was like well shot. Like, I think there's a lot of that in this that I liked, which I guess leads into the second thing that I really liked about it is the movie's 2 hours, 15 minutes long. I did not feel it at all. It moves along in a nice clip.
Which is nice compared to those middle pirate movies, the second and third one. Those things went on for fucking ever.
Well, I do remember I did try to watch the second one, and I just found it to be so boring and bad that I gave up. I was like, you guys made this first movie that blew me away. I expected nothing out of, and it was great. And then the second one I found to be boring. So I'll give it this. Dead Man Tell No Tales, not boring. There's not a lot of downtime at all in it, as far as I can remember. It always felt like within 5 minutes you're on to the next big set piece.
Yeah.
So it's perfectly fine. I haven't really got how you feel about it yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a decent popcorn film. Like,
yeah.
I probably put it at like number four in the series, but it's fine. Like, I enjoyed it, had a good time with it. I like Kaya Scodelario, who played Karina. She was very like strong presence against, it's mostly like a male populated film. Mm-hmm. She was very strong, like, and did a good job against like some big actors like Jeffrey Rush and Johnny Depp and Javier Bardem. Like, she held her own there. The guy Henry,
I thought he was dull.
He was not. But also, like, I mean, I don't know if you remember much from the first movie, but Orlando Bloom is kind of like a dullard as well. Like,
really? No, I want to rewatch the first movie because I remember nothing about it except I loved it. I just remember I thought it was amazing. But yeah, this new guy who's kind of in the Orlando Bloom role is—he's not like good or bad. He's just there,
yeah,
given nothing to do. He's almost a non-presence, and which is weird because he's the lead. But
he's kind of the driving force of the film.
But you know, everyone else has so much personality around him. It almost doesn't matter. Like you said, Johnny Depp, Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah, like, I mean, just like the other characters had so much more going with them. Like Jeffrey Russ's Barbosa had like tie in with Karina, and Sparrow had history with Salazar, and like, you just have Turner out there like, I gotta save my dad, I've seen him twice ever.
He's basically given that plot point which sets the story off, and he's not really given anything else to do, I think we're pretty much in line on this, though, that it's a fine popcorn movie. I'd say if you are a fan of the Pirates movies, I'd say this is a safe bet.
Yes,
if you're not like me, I still enjoyed it. I don't know.
Like, I mean, as we talked about it a little earlier, the set pieces are really cool. There's some great visuals. Like, I think the zombie sharks were really awesome. There's just some really cool set pieces and action going on, and it's different. Like, it's not a superhero movie. It's not a modern day action movie with guns. Like, it's something different. Like, it has a different look to it, yeah, it's a familiar kind of feel because it's a pirates movie, but we haven't had one of them in a while. Yeah. So well,
it that's true, and also like it's familiar now, but like when they started the series off, not really. You know, like there wasn't a lot of pirate movies like before the Pirates of the Caribbean. So
yeah, and I mean there still really aren't. Like
yeah, no, there isn't. It kind of it has the market cornered on it.
Yeah,
but.
I don't know. It's a fun movie.
Yeah, I went in like hoping it would be okay, but fearing I would really hate it, and I came out saying it's okay. I'm gonna give it 3 stars.
Yeah, me too.
It's not bad. So speaking of stuff that is not superhero movies, I think we have a very interesting summer lined up for us here. Much more interesting than last year, at the very least. We've touched on the show here before, like there's a little bit of everything in this summer and a lot of it looks pretty cool. So I guess I'll start off with we're just going to talk what the summer movies are and what we're looking forward to and what looks good, bad, whatever. But I guess I'll just start, you know, get the conversation going with like, is there one movie this summer that you are just hyped for?
I don't know if hyped for is the right word, but I am very, very looking forward to the Dark Tower.
Really?
It's a movie that if they do it bad, it could go really wrong.
And it's kind of a big question mark at this point. All we've gotten is one trailer and it didn't show a ton.
No, I mean, it looks like it captures the look of it, but they're definitely changing things, and we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I mean, we're both Stephen King fans, but that is probably some of my favorite work of his, so.
Yeah, I'm on the fence about it. I'm hopeful. I'm going to be going to see it for sure, but something about the look of it, I wasn't 100% sold on, but I do like the casting of the two of the gunslinger, Roland.
Idris Elba.
I think that's a really inspired casting choice. And then you have Matthew McConaughey as I forgot. Does he even have a name?
He's the Man in Black.
Yeah.
He goes by multiple names. Like he has a traveler between the worlds, really. Like he has appeared in he appears in The Stand, he appears in multiple different movies, multiple different books throughout. So but in The Gunslinger he is called the Man in Black.
I'm gonna be going to see it. Like that and It for me are two obviously big ones.
Yeah, and it looks really good.
I'm very intrigued by. Like, I'm one of these people who I've seen It in the last decade, like the original movie, and it's not good. So, like, it's not this sacred masterpiece that we have to be worried about remaking or whatever. If anything, this book is finally being given justice if this is a good movie, because it won't be a shitty TV movie from 1990 or whatever the hell,
right.
Whenever it came out. So, yeah, it could go either way with that, but the trailer for that did convince me. Like, it did look very good.
So
I don't know.
Was there something else that you are, like, really looking forward to?
I don't think there's, like, one big one. It's just a lot of movies that I go, man, that looks pretty good, and I'm going to go see that. But
yeah.
I'd say if there's one movie right now that, like, I kind of have the most excitement for, and it's coming up pretty soon, is Baby Driver.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, so you've seen the trailer for that, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
They released a new trailer today, which was pretty fun, and it's filled with like critic blurbs and stuff, and it was kind of trying to highlight the soundtrack to the movie. It looks just like a fun like action movie or whatever, like...
Yeah, with some cool awesome
car chases.
Driving, yeah.
Yeah, like all it looks like all like legit stunt driving. Yeah. It's weird. It's an Edgar Wright film. Like I think he's writing and directing it, right?
Yeah.
Which like he's like Shaun of the Dead, right? And
Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz,
Yeah.
the end. I can't think of that one that he did with the
Oh
bar,
yeah.
though. But yeah, he's that guy.
What I find interesting about, like, for one, I'm one of the weird people who is not a huge fan of any of those movies.
Okay, just fine.
But this movie does not look like if those are the mold of what an Edgar Wright movie is, this does not look like, it doesn't look like it's like parodying a genre or poking fun of
No.
it really. Like, it looks like it wants to be that movie.
Yeah,
Which
like
I appreciate more.
Shaun of the Dead was like kind of a zombie comedy. Hot Fuzz was like a buddy cop parody.
Yeah, it's like, but
Yeah.
they're like takes on the genre, but
Right.
a little bit like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Isn't
Right,
like cool how we're doing an homage, and
Exactly.
that's cool and that's fine. But I am more intrigued by, let's not like honor the genre. Let's do one of those movies
And he
and
seems to be,
not wink at you.
yeah, he seems to be like that's what he's approaching here. And looks like he's the reviews,
Yeah, looks,
because it
yeah.
was at South by Southwest, and everyone seemed to love it who saw it there. So,
Yeah, and it looks super fun. So like, I'm there opening weekend for sure. There's actually a lot of stuff in June. I don't have like a list pulled up in front of me, but it just feels packed between that. Like, you got Wonder Woman coming out,
yeah,
you
that
know,
then that
this
that's
weekend.
getting good reviews. I'm probably gonna go see that.
And I guess we'll mention, I'll talk about it right now here real quick. I had previously said I am not going to see Wonder Woman unless it gets good reviews.
It's getting
Wonder Woman's got some
excellent.
pretty good reviews.
Yeah.
I have seen a few outliers who are negative, including David Chen at Smash Filmcast, which I know he wasn't going in trying to hate it. So to hear him say he was disappointed makes me like raise my eyebrows. But in general, it's like what, 96% or 97% on
Yeah,
Rotten Tomatoes.
I think it's at 93 right now, but yeah, earlier today it was at 90, 96 or 97%.
Yeah, so I w like so next week we will have Wonder Woman for you. But like, yeah, so in June you have that, you have Baby Driver, you have, I think, I know some people say it looks shitty. I'm intrigued by it, The Mummy.
Yep. I mean, I am a big Tom Cruise fan, so I will be seeing that for sure.
That's kind of my angle on it, is like, there's a lot of people worried about, like, oh, is it going to be horror? Is it going to be action? I think that the trailers, to me, it definitely leans toward like a big blockbuster action type thing.
It's not a horror film.
Well, no, because they have tried to talk it up.
That
I've
really.
heard some, yeah, like, I've heard some interviews with people, I forgot who, so like, just based on like what I remember, I'm not quoting anything specific, but they're kind of like, you know, this is going to be a scary movie. We're going to scare the hell out of you. And,
Huh.
you know, this is part of Universal's plan
That's a little nutty.
to like do their monster movies. Like, I guess the next thing they're doing is Bride of Frankenstein, from what I heard.
Yeah, they
So,
are creating a connected
Universal Monster
universe.
Universe, yeah.
Yes.
I kind of dig that. I do wish it was more like we're trying to do horror, but like maybe it will have pretty strong horror elements in it. I don't expect it to be a full-on horror movie, just based on what I've seen.
No, like the trailers, that I've seen multiple trailers for it at this point, and it doesn't seem to be like that Indiana Jones feel that the Brendan Fraser Mummy movies had, but it definitely feels kind of like Mission Impossible archaeology feel going for it.
Plus, just like it looks like it has elements of like a big budget, like disaster movie, and
Huge things like being wrecked.
yeah, entire cities being destroyed. But I am perfectly okay with it being a big budget, like action movie with like strong horror elements and Tom Cruise in the lead. Like, if it's good, that sounds cool. And I think what is really driving my interest in it is I'm like, I don't know. I like Tom Cruise too. I'm like you. Maybe I don't know how, like, if I'm as big a fan as you, but I like him as an actor quite a bit. And he has a pretty strong track record. Like, he's got that Scientology, like, voodoo work for him or whatever. Like, he doesn't do a whole lot of bad movies.
Yeah, like, that. Very rarely does he put out a stinker. They might not all hit at the box office, but almost all of them are very well done.
Is there anything else in June that's, like, really big that I'm, like, not remembering off the top of my head? I'm counting on you to have, like, IMDb or something pulled up.
Yeah, I have a list that was on the New York Times, so it's not the best-looking list. All Eyes on Me is the Tupac biopic. I'm slightly interested in that. I don't know who's directing that, though, so...
I mean... I would watch that, but I don't think I'll be going to the theater.
Yeah.
I was never a Tupac fan.
Huh?
I was never a Tupac fan.
I'm not, like, there's a couple, like, you know, songs of his that I got into, but he is definitely, like, a huge icon in the
obviously.
World. And like, just, like, that whole, like, legacy of his and like his death, it's all like super fascinating from like an outsider's perspective. But yeah, I don't know if I'll be going to see it, but it is definitely something that has my eye. So,
just remembered one from June, Atomic Blonde. I think that's June.
Possibly.
Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have. It looks really good.
It looks awesome. It looks like, first of all, you got Charlize Theron, which is a huge plus. Kicking the fuck out of everybody, like the fight scenes just look awesome, like well choreographed and shit, like.
And it looks fun, like.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are comparing it to John Wick, but John Wick is so dry. This looks like it's fun, like kind of absurd. Like, there's the one point when she wraps a rope or something around this guy, and then she dives off of a building and uses him basically as an anchor.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's looks fun. Like, the action scenes are absurd, and it doesn't look like it takes itself too seriously.
Yeah, it just looks like a, you know, kind of like a spy thriller type thing, but with like really awesome like fight choreography and like inventive action. And yeah, it just looks really fun, and I like her in the lead. So yeah, I think like. Like, the two big ones that are, like, for the whole summer for me are, like, kind of, like, that and Baby Driver, at least for right now, maybe because they're closer. But those are, like, the two ones, like, sticking out in my mind. Like, those are the ones that watch to actually be really good.
Cars 3 is in there. I don't, like, that seems like a really weird movie.
Yeah, I have never seen any of the Cars, and I won't. I'm not gonna be a good critic here and do like I'm gonna go through the series.
No, Cars 2 is god awful. The original Cars is fine. Like it's a fine movie, but this seems like a really weird thing. Like, but I guess like that is a billion-dollar industry, Cars by itself for Disney. So, in merchandising, so.
I can see why. Happened. Like, if I was a little kid, I'm sure I would be
Cars for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Michael Bay is releasing another Transformers movie in June.
He's unleashing it on us all. Yeah. Speaking of like series that I've just kind of missed out on, I couldn't get through the first one.
Really?
Could not do it. I could not stand it.
I don't think the first one's terrible, but. But the rest of them are not particularly good.
It was, dude, like, first of all, the running times on those movies. Even the first one.
Longer,
I believe the first one was, like, really long. And I did remember, I got, like, an hour into it. I'm like, there is not shit happening. Like, this is a dumb fucking, it's a Transformers movie. Why is there, like, why are these 3-hour epics? It makes no fucking sense. I guess the new one is over 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
At least I saw someone say it was 3 hours, 3 minutes.
That's too long.
Don't quote me on that either. Yeah, no shit. Dude, 2 hours and 20 minutes is too long for Transformers.
Like,
that's insanity.
I can get behind, like, shit blowing up real well, and Michael Bay blows shit up he blows them up with the best of them, but 3 hours sure. of shit blowing up is mind numbing. Like, that is too long.
Yeah.
I don't see a time listed on this yet. So maybe it is 3 hours. Jeez, that would be nuts.
So are you going to see The Last Night? Is that what it's called, The Last Night?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I took my son to the last one, and he enjoyed it. Like, it's not a good movie, but...
Oh.
So I may be, in, man. Maybe taking him out to see that one. But, yeah, that's coming, I guess.
I will not be reviewing that movie that week, just for the record.
All right. Despicable Me 3 comes out in early July.
I think those movies suck too.
I don't remember the second one at all, so that tells you something, right?
I don't think I saw the second one, but I didn't like the first one, and I know a lot of people did. I just thought it was shit. I don't know. I don't remember it specifically. I just didn't remember not liking it. It started the Minions, okay? That's bad enough. It started the Minions. That's foul.
It did start the Minions, so there will probably be more Minions this summer, Jeff. I'm sorry. The House. Have you seen the trailer for that? It's Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah. I might have seen that like a long time ago. It's like him running a casino or whatever, right?
Yeah,
like,
not sure what that is about, but it's right there, dead smack on July 4th weekend. So
I feel like I saw a trailer for that like a year ago, which makes me feel like it's maybe been sitting on a shelf.
That it was shelved.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
I mean, usually when movies have been shelved for a year or two, it's almost a guarantee that it's not good. They're just like, they couldn't figure out when to release it.
Spider-Man is July 7th, I think. Yeah, July 7th.
Oh, I guess that's kind of a big one. That's right in the heart of summer. Yeah, I guess we're kind of dancing around that one.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one.
So... Making me a hypocrite once again.
See Spider-Man.
Like, there's two superhero movies I'll get excited for. Batman, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man, I just dig the whole, like, kid, like, wisecracking. Like, the whole, like, it's the opposite end of the spectrum as Batman.
Yeah,
they're usually, like...
Goofy.
Yeah, it's easily, like, my... Like, you know, in the DC category, you have Batman for me, and then Marvel, like, I have Spider-Man. And it totally fits the Marvel, like, lighter, you know, tone. Whatever, but I don't know. I've been wanting them to do Spider-Man right, and it doesn't feel like that's totally happened. I guess, you know, I like Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
I did not
hate Spider-Man 3. Yeah, and I would 3, say, like, I enjoy those as well. But I don't think that even there that they necessarily got Peter Parker and the Spider-Man that we want to see, right? Like, it was fine. It was
good. Like, it was good for the time.
But I think the name Tom Holland, he's younger than both Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield.
He's like 40 years old.
Yeah, like, he looks like a kid. Like, and he's playing like a young high school kid too, not just like, this looks like it might be approaching Spider-Man the way we want to see it. Like, and it has,
I don't care. That's whatever. But I also like the fact that it's just kind of assuming, as far as I know, it's kind of assuming we know the origin story because we've seen it.
Oh yeah. And I mean, this
takes bare minimum twice now. War,
so, yeah. Like, no, we're not getting another origin story here. This takes place after Civil War. Uncle Ben's already dead. Which is nice. Glad we don't have to get a third Spider-Man origin story.
Yeah, and just, yeah, so you have the combination of, like, a kid that fits the role. It looks like a kid. No origin story, and it's back. Like, Marvel made this one, right?
Yeah.
So,
with Sony, because Sony still actually owns the movie rights, but this was made mostly by Marvel. It takes place in their cinematic universe. So,
Yeah, it's just got a lot of things going for it. Like, and I just, if they got that character right and made him feel like a high school kid, like dealing with high school problems while dealing with like supervillains and shit, like that's what I wanted. And so if they get that right, that's going to be awesome. And also, dude, I didn't hear if you mentioned this, like it's got Michael Keaton as the villain, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, fuck yes, dude.
Playing Vulture, which is nice. Like, we're not getting any of the other villains we've already seen, so it's a relatively different Spider-Man movie. I'm looking forward to that. I hope it's good. Planet of the Apes, War for the Planet of the Apes.
Is coming. That's another one.
Yeah,
another one I'm going to see.
Woody Harrelson. Caesar Returns, Andy Serkis doing the motion work and voice. That it looks like a good possible conclusion to that series. So
I was worried about like when I saw the first trailer, I was like worried about it. I was like, this feels fucked up. And like Woody Harrelson, who is probably my favorite actor, like seemed like he was really hamming it up. And I was like, I don't know. There's been another trailer since, I want to say, and it seemed a little bit more interesting. But I'm going on faith with this rather than the trailers because I love the first two movies. I think they're both really good. So that's the thing. There's so many – almost every week this summer, it feels like there's a movie I got to see. Like, I got to go see in the theater, which has not happened in forever for me.
Yeah, the vibe I got from the last trailer was, like, very Vietnam War type.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very interesting. Like, and those first two movies are great. So,
yeah, and they're both, you know, pretty unique from each other, like different from each other. But they like the second one definitely continues the story from the first. Like, so I'm hoping that like this, you know, maybe it feels more like a Vietnam War film or whatever, but also like does a nice conclusion to the story. That would be awesome.
Dunkirk, any interest in that?
Oh yeah, that's another huge one. I actually just watched before we recorded. I think they put out a second trailer for it.
Yes,
it's like pretty long too.
It gives you a better understanding of what the hell's going on. So
it looks incredible. Like it just looks like incredibly shot action scenes in it. That's a huge one for the summer. Yep. It's Christopher Nolan. I mean,
yeah, it's almost like you have to go see it. Like, movies.
What is your prediction on that one's like success? Like, do you think it'll be a box office hit?
No,
huh?
No. It's hard. It comes out July 21st, so it's like late summer. Well, it's like midsummer, but late for the movie season. Like it's after July 4th, and it could hit well, but it really depends on like how they if they can market it properly and get people out to see it. Because and there we haven't had a good World War II movie in quite some time, so.
Or not like a big one, like, you know, like a Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. I guess we had Fury not long ago, but.
I guess my main worry, not for like the quality of the film, I have a feeling it's going to be awesome, but my main worry for it's like, you know, box office success or mainstream appeal is that like Christopher Nolan's movies are like slow thinkers usually. This does not look like a slow thinking movie, but I just think he kind of demands more of the audience than what you get from typical summer movies. Like he expects you to come to the table ready to engage with the movie and figure things out a little bit on your own.
And my problem with that here is that like he's been able to pull people in with like interesting visuals and people, heroes we know, like he did the Batman movies, interesting visuals, and Leonardo DiCaprio with Inception, and then like interesting visuals and space with Interstellar. And this is like, it looks like a great looking movie, but there's nothing like that to me is capturing the eyes of like the mainstream. Like for me, it's like you say Christopher Nolan and I'm like, yes, I want to see that.
Yeah, exactly. But like, that does not apply to everybody.
Right. Like if you are the regular, you know, movie going public and like you just came off Spider-Man or yeah. for the Planet of the Apes, like, are you going to be willing to go see like maybe a probably close to 3 hour war movie that deals with the British, like for that as well. Like, I don't know if these are American soldiers. It looks very much like they're it's the British troops yeah. in France. So I think it'll play really well overseas, but I don't know how it's going to hit here in the United States.
I do really wonder. I mean, his other movies, like Interstellar and Inception, were hits, right?
Yeah.
But it's like you said, like, and then it's just also, where is the room for him to do, like, this more contemplative stuff inside of what looks like a standard war movie? Like,
right.
He's
doing a retelling of that battle, like,
yeah.
of that time area. So.
Which doesn't, like, I mean, just look at his body of work. It's always very challenging films. And then, so then what is this? You know, I don't know. But I mean, I know I'm going to see it. It's like not even a question. But yeah, I just have questions about how that will do at the box office. But like, if it is truly amazing, I think that could transcend anything and just word of mouth.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, if people jump onto it. So I hope it does good because I want people to continue to give him big budgets to do things. But
yeah, just like look at that. So that's in July, Spider-Man July. June is packed. Like the next 2 months are crazy. And then you have when are Dark Tower and It? I think it is September.
Dark Tower is August 4th. Not really. I'm not trying to see if there's anything else. In August, Annabelle 2. We'll see. That kind of takes place in that the Conjuring world.
Yeah, I just don't feel like Conjuring needs to have spinoffs, which no. I think they are doing another spinoff of the Conjuring. Did you hear this?
Yes.
The Nun.
Yes.
Who she was terrifying in the Conjuring 2, but like
I don't need a story around her.
I mean, I guess if it's good, fine, whatever. But I just feel like I know that the first Annabelle movie was not really well received.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Now, this Annabelle movie is kind of taking the same route as Ouija did, where it is a prequel to that original movie.
So it's okay.
So it takes place even further back, which to me could be interesting. Like, I mean, at least, you know, if they do it right, like Ouija, Origin of Evil was actually really good. So we'll see. The Hitman's Bodyguard. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I have not.
It is, Samuel Jackson plays a hitman and Ryan Reynolds plays this bodyguard who is protecting him because I guess he has a hit out on him. So it looks like
strange.
Yeah. It looks like it is a like this goofy kind of buddy movie. So the trailer looks stupid, but it looked like it could be quite a bit of fun.
Yeah, I could be down with that, even if it is dumb fun.
Yeah. And then it is in September, so there's lots of stuff.
There's another horror movie too. Also, that's also in June. It comes at night, which has been getting. It's been they've been advertising forever. Like I want to say I saw a trailer for that a year ago, but that looks pretty strong. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Trying to think. Comes at night.
It's Joel Edgerton who did that creepy fucking movie. God, what the hell was the name
yes.
of it?
Yes, yes. He like locks himself and his family inside like a house, right? And
yes,
yeah.
He's like paranoid or something. Like, I can't remember what the hell this creepy movie he like wrote a year ago. You know what I'm thinking of? It's like this guy who was like picked on when he was younger, and he comes to fuck with like this couple decades later. God, I can't remember. This game's driving me nuts.
Drawing a blank on that.
Is The Gift.
The Gift. Okay, yeah, I hadn't seen that.
Oh, you haven't seen that, huh?
No, that was the one with who was in that? Jason Bateman, right?
Jason, I haven't seen Bateman that one yet. Is the, yeah. So it's like they knew each other when they were younger and stuff, and he was like, I don't know, you should see it. It's pretty good. But yeah, that one could be pretty good. I think there's one called Polaroid coming out later in the summer. Which I don't know anything about other than it's a horror movie called Polaroid. So I'm assuming it has something to do with the camera.
Here's the description. What The Ring was to VHS tapes, this movie is to Polaroid photographs. Must horror.
Which is funny.
Ruin all of our favorite obsolete technologies.
It's funny, though, because like, The Ring was about a current technology at the time, and Polaroid's not.
Yeah, this is about a... yeah.
I think... All right. I feel... There's a lot of good this summer, but where's the big comedy? Like, what do you think is going to be the big comedy?
That's a good question, because evidently Snatched bombed. That didn't look good either.
What was it last year? Was it Central Intelligence that did, like...
Central Intelligence did pretty good, yeah.
It did not look good to me, and I still haven't seen it, but...
It was fine, but you don't like... what's his name either, right?
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Yeah, not really. Maybe I should give him more of a chance. Maybe I should watch one of his stand-ups or something, but... Yeah.
Maybe Rough Night does it. Like, that's that... Scarlett Johansson, Kate McKinnon, Jillian Bell, they go out for like a bachelor.
It's like a Very Bad Things remake, essentially.
Yes, and they accidentally kill, or I guess they don't kill like somebody, but
oh, I thought they did accidentally kill like a male stripper or something weird like that. Like that's the plot of Very Bad Things.
Yeah, like the first trailer like shows them possibly killing him, but then they go back. Like I saw a second trailer and they go back to the room and like he's gone. So I don't know if he like stumbled out and goes somewhere, but yeah, we'll see. Maybe it looked a little dumb, but the cast seems pretty good. So
yeah. Yeah, we'll see about that one. I'm not sure if I'm 100% going to see it, but I do like a good comedy in the summer. Like last year, I know some people don't like it, but I thought Sausage Party kind of filled that role for me. Like at the very least, it had me laugh really, really hard at the ending.
Right.
Which was like, have you seen that movie?
No, it's on my Netflix queue because you can stream it now, but I have not
seen it. Yeah. I have like a friend, he like loves comedies. That's pretty much all he watches. And he said he turned it off like a half hour in. I was like, really? He's like, it was fucking terrible. Like terrible animation. It wasn't funny at all. Like I was like, cause no matter what you think of like the movie as a whole, like the last 5 minutes are worth the entire ride. Like it's just the funniest gag that like, I don't know, that experience in the theater was fucking amazing. Like, 'cause the whole theater is dying. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. But yeah, maybe a mixed bag before then for some people. I did enjoy the movie, but anyways.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like I'm actually genuinely, maybe I'm just in a good mood this week, but I think I really am kind of excited for the summer. And I'm giving some things I might not have a chance. Like I just want to see Pirates. I'm going to see Wonder Woman. And there's a lot. Yeah. It hasn't been bad so far. So if it stays as good or better than Pirates, I'm fine. If that's the whole summer is at least as good as that, I'll be totally fine.
Yeah, that's like as long as they're solid popcorn movies, I'm probably okay with it. I like a couple things maybe a little bit deeper, but I'm good with some solid popcorn movies over the summer, so.
Yeah, and I would love if there was like one or two huge surprises where it's popcorn, but it's also something more, like, you know, remember Dark Knight back in the day? Like, that was like, it's an amazing popcorn movie, but it was also like, damn, that's just a good movie. Hopefully we get at least one or two of those this summer.
Yeah.
But as for next week, we'll have Wonder Woman. We'll see how that turns out.
Yep.
And I will have a bunch of old ass 80s fucking movies.
I will definitely have seen Wonder Woman. I don't know if there's anything else coming out this week, but.
I will also have XX, which is like a horror anthology that just came out.
Okay.
Spoilers, don't rent it, Chris.
Okay. Even better.
Not worth a rental.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks because.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I really wanted to like it, and we'll get into it next week. But like honestly, I don't think it's even worth $4.
All right. I guess we'll be back next weekend.
Yeah.
Movie dudes. Do 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 do.